Now, in just about 2 hours, at about 7:46 Eastern Daylight Time, the United States hits a milestone in its own population. And if you're not entirely sure what that number is going to be today, you're not alone. We asked people at the National Mall here in Washington, D.C. for an estimate of the U.S. population.
20 billion, I don't know.
I'd guess probably, 150 million.
I know there are 5 million people in the District of Columbia. I don't know about the United States.
Probably 2 million.
300,000 million?
Okay, we're getting closer. Probably cringing on the line at those estimates is Carl Haub. He's senior demographer at the Population Reference Bureau. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Could you give us what the number will be at 7:46 Eastern Daylight Time, please?
Sure. It will be 300 million.
300 million for the United States. So we've cleared that up.
That's right. We're only the third country in history to have hit that threshold.
How in the world can you tell that we will have exactly 300 million people at exactly 7:46 in the morning Eastern Time?
Well, of course, nobody really can. I mean, it's an average. It's from the Census Bureau, and it's based on the 2000 census, and then the average number of births and deaths in October, and then the average number of immigrants. So, of course, it's a time you have to pick, because everyone's going to ask the question, when? When will it happen?
Okay, so I guess you can't really know who the 300 millionth American is, but is somebody going to try to pick a person, maybe?
You know, I haven't heard that. In 1967, as I think it's getting pretty well known, it was picked as a Chinese baby born in Atlanta.
That was the 200 millionth American.
The 200 millionth, right. I haven't heard that yet, and that's one of the interesting things, if someone has staked out maternity wards. Because, you know, I was thinking about the time of day, and most immigrants arrive by plane.
Now, you said in 1967, when they hit 200 million, they picked a Chinese immigrant in Atlanta, because there's lots of immigrants, and the South was growing at that time. Statistically speaking, who is the 300 millionth person most likely to be?
Well, if you were putting your money on the line, it would be not quite as interesting. It would be a white, non-Hispanic baby, and slightly more probably a male than a female, because the white, non-Hispanic group, which is the majority population, it's still about 70% of the country.
And very briefly, how soon until we hit 400 million?
That would be, according to Census Bureau estimates, in about 2043.
Well, we'll call you back then, if you don't mind.
Yes, I'll be here.
Mr. Haub, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Carl Haub is senior demographer at the Population Reference Bureau.